Hi there, this is Harry, and welcome to my podcast where I try to help you with your English language to get a better understanding so that you can communicate better way with people either in your conversational English or indeed in your business English. And we help you with phrasal verbs, expressions, idiomatic expressions, everything connected with the language, and of course also some pronunciation sounds. And today the podcast is brought to you by the letter O, and O is one of the five vowel sounds that we have, A, E, I, O, and U. So we have lots of different sounds with O. We have short O's and long O's and O's and U sounds with the letter O. So we'll go through these and try to help you with lots of words and some examples as well. And as always, if you want to pass this on to other people and share your enjoyment with them, well, please do so. And if you want to contact me, I'll give you the contact details at the end of this particular podcast. Okay, so let's get started. As I said, we're going to look at the letter O and the sounds with the letter O. It's one of the five vowels, so it's a really, really important sound. Okay, and the O is usually a long vowel sound, O. And you hear the sound, particularly in words like note. Yeah, I wrote a note to the milkman. I wrote a note. Okay, similar words, bone. The dog has got the bone. Phone. I'll phone you tomorrow. Boat, like note, boat. I got the boat on the lake. Woke. I woke at 5:30. Float. The boat will float on water. Float. The boy's name, Joe. Joe plays football. Joe. Bowl. Put the soup in a soup bowl. Hear that? The long O sound. Snow. It will snow tomorrow. It's winter, it will snow tomorrow. Throw the ball and the dog will fetch it. Throw. Throw the ball and the dog will fetch it. Oh, why did you do that? Oh, I wasn't expecting that. Spelt O-H, oh, but the long O sound. Go, 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 go. Go, gadget, go. Yeah, go, a long O sound. Nose. He has a nose for a good story, a nose. Closed. The shop is closed. Closed. Only. In the words of the Roy Orbison song, only the lonely. Only. Over. Over and out. Over. Joke. Ha 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 ha. He laughed at his own joke, as I do often. Joke. October, the month of October. Two O sounds. October. Hello, like an echo. Hello, 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 hello. And then he lay on the sofa for hours and hours. Sofa. So those have the long vowel sound. Bone, phone, boat, woke, float, Joe, bowl, snow, throw, oh, go. Nose, closed, only, over, joke, October, hello, sofa. Here's a little tongue twister on those long vowel sounds. Rose knows Joan phones Sophie, but Sophie and Joe don't know Rose knows. Rose knows Joe phones Sophie, but Sophie and Joe don't know Rose knows. Rose knows Joe phones Sophie, but Sophie and Joe don't know Rose knows. A little quicker. Rose knows Joe phones Sophie, but Sophie and Joe don't know Rose knows. And a little slower, just so you get those sounds. Rose knows Joe phones Sophie, but Sophie and Joe don't know Rose knows. Okay, so all those long O sounds. But sometimes the letter O also has a short vowel sound like uh. Yeah, such as the word not, not, okay, it's a very sound, you cut it off, not the long O as in Joe, but as a n not. Okay, so here's some words, similar sounds on that short vowel sound. Wrong, wrong. D, doll. Rob, rock. Dot, dog. Short, cord. Port, horse. Sock, box. Frog. Wrong, you took the wrong turning. I bought a Barbie doll for Christmas. Rob, he robbed the store. He threw a rock against the wall. Rock. Another dot is a full stop. Dot. Dog, the dog ran around the house. Short, he took a short cut home. Short. Cord, the telephone cord was wrapped around his leg. Port, any port in a storm, as the saying goes, any port in a storm. Horse, the horse ran after the dog. Horse. He lost his sock in the washing machine. Don't we all? He lost his sock in the washing machine. Box, a box of oranges, a box of tricks. Box. And finally, frog. Reddit, frog. Okay, wrong, doll, rob, rock, dot, dog, short, cord, port, horse, sock, box, and frog. And here's a tongue twister with those shorter vowel sounds. John's dog, Toby, got lost. John's dog, Toby, got lost. John's dog, Toby, got lost. There's the tongue twister. John's dog, Toby, got lost. 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 Okay, those two tongue twisters again, just so you'll hear the difference. Rose knows Joan phones Sophie, but Sophie and Joe don't know Rose knows. John's dog, Toby, got lost. Okay, the sound, this short vowel sound, is not used much in American English because they have a different sound altogether. So you'll often hear in the American accent like, huh, like, ah, yeah, hot day, sharp, go to the sharp, not enough, not. So it's not hot, shop, not, hot, sharp, not. I have a lousy American accent, but hot, shop, not. But in American, hat, sharp, not. So that not, you don't get that short vowel sound. With the O, we also have a double O sound, okay? And that double O is sometimes sounds like oo, okay? For example, look. Oo, look. Rook, like the bird, the rook. Book, I read the book. Cook, I cooked the dinner. Foot, I played football with my friends. Good, I got a good mark in my school exam. Took, I took English as an extra subject. So, ooh, yeah? Look, rook, book, cook, football, good, and took. And we also get it pronounced as a U sound, oo, yeah? As in the word boot, like oo, boot. Pool, fool, tooth, shampoo, oo, yeah? Shampoo, school, two, and tool, yeah? The swimming pool. The old fool, the broken tooth, the bottle of shampoo, my first school. Good day to you too, and the hammer and tool. Okay, so double O sounds, oo, like look, rook, book, cook, football, good, took. And then compare those with the U sound. Ooh, boot, pool, fool, tooth, shampoo, school, two, and tool. Okay, so there the sounds with the letter O, that vowel sound, really, really important. Lots of different sounds. Just be careful with them, practice them, listen to it again, just to make sure you get the difference in that long vowel sound and the short vowel sound, and then that double O, which has two sounds, oo and U. Yeah, okay, good. Well, the next letter will be P, so we'll bring that to you soon. As always, if you want to contact me, then you can do so on www.englishlessonviaskype.com. I'm always happy to hear your comments, always happy to try and include something that you would like to have included. As I said earlier on, if you want to share this with some of your friends, colleagues, please do so. We always like to add to the group. Okay, great. Well, as always, thanks for listening, and join me again very, very soon.